This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Is the head of creators at a content creation company called UGC.ie. You've joined me today to give some tips on how you can get into the content creation game. Thanks so much for joining me, Clodagh. It's really great to talk to you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Not at all. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about UGC.ie? For anyone who may not know, what is UGC?
UGC is user-generated content. So I think we've moved on from the days of big influencers trying to sell people things. And a normal person wants to see somebody who looks like them trying out products that they're interested in or wearing clothes that they like to see on a body that matches their body, if that makes sense. And then that's more relatable to the people who are potentially shopping from that brand.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. For someone new to the content creation game, what's the best way to get involved and maybe start producing user-generated content?
I think the first thing is to make sure that you've got a good phone that has a good camera, because if the camera on your phone is a lower quality, then that's just not going to look good for brands. But you only need a good camera and a bit of confidence to start out. And I would say make as much content as you can, be as creative as you can. It's important to be comfortable on camera, comfortable talking to the camera. Just being able to be relaxed and come across, I suppose, for some people, you know, you can tell when they're a bit awkward on camera. So the more you do it, the more flow you get it. And then the more attractive you become to brands.
Yes, yes. Are there certain platforms or types of content that are especially good for beginners to dip their toes into?
I would say start off, if you're just doing it for yourself and you're trying to build up a bit of momentum on your own social platforms about products that you generally are excited about, you know, don't just say, oh, here's this new body lotion I have. Like, actually talk about a product that you really love, because that will come across, that authenticity in what you're saying and how you're producing that content. So I would say start out with things like that. And then the more that you do that, the more your content is going to get traction. Put it on Reels, put it on TikTok. And then before you know it, brands will reach out to you to ask you to do stuff for them, even if it's a case of they're just gifting you that product.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people create content just for fun, but how can they start turning it into a side hustle or maybe even a real income stream?
I think first and foremost is, if you're trying to make money out of it or make it a side hustle, again, it's all about bringing that level of professionalism then to it. I would say get yourself a lapel mic, a wireless one. You can actually get them really, really affordable. Get a tripod. Start thinking about how you want it. So script out kind of the scenes that you want. And when you're doing a voiceover, write out what you want to say. Don't just kind of go off the top of your head. And then if you're in an area, like, choose your rooms in your house that you're going to shoot that are that bit more aesthetic. You're mindful of the background. You're mindful of the lighting. You know, you're not shooting it so that the light is hitting against the camera, so it's all washed out. It's all those small details makes that content look a bit more professional than someone who's having fun in their bedroom putting on their eyeshadow, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. A lot of people will probably want to know, do you need a certain amount of followers to create UGC content?
With us at UGC.ie, we don't ask the creators to post it on their own pages. So it's completely irrelevant to us whether their page is private or they've 10,000 followers, because we don't ask them to post it on their own page. So I would say you can be a very successful UGC creator without posting on your own page, which then means it doesn't matter how many followers you have.
When it comes to picking creators, is there something that stands out or makes you stand out from the general population?
Again, I would say the more comfortable you can be on camera, the more creative you are on camera always stands out. But then it's so varied, because each brand has a different persona of the type of person that shops their product. So each brand is looking to cater to a different demographic. So if you're a mother and you're happy to have your kids on, the more playful that you can be on the camera, the more creative you can be. So again, it's dependent on the demographic that they're trying to hit. I wouldn't say it's one rule for all brands.
Yeah, yeah. And what are the key skills or habits that creators should focus on to build their audience and maybe stand out?
Key habits is consistency, definitely. I would say to not get bogged down. One thing I know is quite difficult for some creators is feedback from brands. You know, they might come back and ask for some changes. Trying not to take those things personally. Mm-hmm. If you do get a brand to reach out to you to ask you to make content, that you're able to take that on board, understanding that it's not a negative. It's just they've got something very specific in their mind that they're looking from you. And then just to do that and not take that personally. Definitely the consistency, trying not to take any critique too personally. And like I mentioned, when you're making a video, to kind of not just do it haphazardly. Think about the product, think about the shots that you want to get, mm-hmm. and think about what you're going to say, whether you're talking to camera or you're voicing over, that you have it not scripted so it's unnatural, but you have an idea of what you want to say. So when you are doing it, it flows more consistently.
Yeah, that makes sense. Obviously, with posting yourself online, it comes with some negativity. Do creators see much negativity in comments? And what should people be aware that, I suppose, they're putting themselves out there?
Absolutely. I think you do have to be aware that some people are out there to just give negative comments, mm-hmm. because they find it quite amusing, and it's just not to take it personal. Definitely to take it on board. Like, people, no matter how good you are, how perfect you do your content, no matter what, there's always someone who's going to say something negative about you. So I would say don't get bogged down in it. Don't take it personal. And a lot of the content that we create for brands are ads. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, you'd have a lot less negativity as opposed to an organic post on somebody's own social page. So that's the good side of it. But we have had instances where people, you know, comment on somebody's beard or comment on their makeup just for the sake of commenting on it. Those people don't know you. They don't know what a wonderful person you are. Yeah. And you really just don't need to take it on board. Like, try your best not to read it, to get upset by it, because there's always somebody there to try and drag you down, you know. But then there's 20 other people who are trying to push you up.
I think as well, a lot of the time, it's you're probably doing something that they wish they had the courage to do. It's always the same. It's always the same. If a listener is already creating content for their own use and they're thinking, well, why don't I make this a side hustle? How can creators position themselves for UGC opportunities?
Again, it's all about how well you shoot your content, the consistency of it. I would say when it's your own page, it's a good idea to find a niche and be really good at that, whether that's fashion, makeup, home. And then for other brands, we'll see how good you are at that and maybe reach out and ask you to do stuff for them. But with UGC, it's more about being able to, well, for us anyway, we say to our creators, the more open you are to all different types of brands, the more work you will get, which in turn you'll get busier. And then that means eventually you become really successful at it and it becomes a real generating business for you on the side or to be full time. Mm-hmm. We've plenty of creators now who it is their full-time job since starting out with us, and a couple of years later now, that's what they do full-time.
Brilliant, brilliant. For listeners eager to take the leap, what's one step that they can take today to kickstart their content creation journey?
If they're not already creating content, do it. Mm-hmm. If they are creating content, be consistent. And if they're consistently creating content, just reach out and ask the question. I often have creators message me and they might not have started, or they have started and they might ask for a bit of advice. I throw them some advice, ask them to come back to me, and I'm happy to link in with them through their journey until they're at the stage that we can definitely suggest them to brands. But always ask. People can only say no, and there's no harm. The more you ask, the more lucky you'll be.
Definitely. I love that attitude. Clodagh, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. We wish all the best to all the budding content creators out there. Thank you so much for filling us in on all the knowledge about UGC. If people want to find out more, where can they go?
Well, if they want to find more out about the brand I work for, which is UGC.ie, head over to the website and fill in the contact form if they want to be a creator. And I'll be in touch with them personally. And then we go from there.
Brilliant. Clodagh, thanks for your time. Have a lovely evening. And thanks a million for joining us here on iRadio.
Thanks. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.